For several decades, city officials have discussed how to revitalize downtown Bloomington. State Farm's decision to move its employees out of its downtown office tower leaves yet another landmark vacant and puts additional pressure on city planners to act. The Downtown Bloomington Task Force issued what it called a final report last October, but is the city any nearer to taking any action? GLT's Judy Valente has this report.
It's the noon hour on a warm, sunny spring day in downtown Bloomington. Cars and buses move along Front Street. Delivery trucks unload their contents on side streets. But there are few pedestrians. A lone downtown worker eats a sandwich at a table in the courtyard outside the Law and Justice Center. The closing of State Farm's office building on East Street has hit downtown hard. The towering brick building, topped by the company name in red lights, was State Farm's original headquarters. It remained a downtown anchor for 89 years. Once, 900 people worked there. The last of the building's 150 employees moved out in February. Bloomington City Council member Amelia Burgess represents the downtown area.
We have more vacant buildings today than we did 10 years ago, and that's a problem. It's a problem without an easy solution.
For nearly a decade, city officials have debated how to best revitalize downtown. There have been two major studies, but Burgess says little action.
I was just reviewing some media coverage from 8 years ago this morning to refresh my memory on a few things and found an article talking about the need to come up with a plan for the Market Street Garage, which was reaching the end of its useful lifespan. 8 years later, we have no plan.
Burgess now chairs the Downtown Bloomington Task Force. She says State Farm's exit serves as a wake-up call. It joins three other major downtown landmarks now empty: the front and center building, the C2 East building, and the old Pantograph headquarters. Business owners have been feeling the effects of those empty buildings for some time, and the loss of State Farm only worsens the situation. Tricia Stiller is executive director of the Downtown Bloomington Association, an office that represents business owners and last year became part of city government.
The restaurants, the eateries, the places to take a coffee break, those folks are feeling it immediately. But, you know, we have been resilient and we have survived many, many times over, and I'm confident we'll be able to do that again.
Business owners remain concerned. Kelly Matthey owns Kelly's Bakery on Center Street, a popular lunch spot. She says there used to be a daily line of customers out the door at lunchtime.
In terms of a percentage, we're down about 25%, which in the restaurant industry, that's a pretty significant number.
Matthey says she expects her restaurant to weather the downturn by diversifying its offerings.
If you're innovative and you're willing to change a little bit, I just recently started keto baking. We started gluten-free baking and things that we had never tried before, but we were trying to reach a new demographic, and we're trying to stay relevant.
Butch Thompson has owned restaurants downtown since the early 1980s. His Reality Bites restaurant used to be open for lunch and dinner 5 days a week. It's still open nights, but is closed for lunch now on Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
Part of that is because of the people that left State Farm. Part of it's just because, you know, we're four blocks away from where most of the workers are instead of one block. Three or four blocks extra, you know, during rain or during winter or things like that makes a difference. And even when State Farm only had a few hundred people, well, if you got 5% of them, you know, that 20, 30 people every day.
Thompson, who also owns Elroy's and Daddy-O's and the Reality on Monroe event space, says his overall level of sales has remained fairly constant over the nearly 35 years he's been a downtown business owner. He says he's frustrated that downtown hasn't changed more.
And I don't have the answer as of why. There I go back again. Is that a mayor thing? Is that a council? You know, who is at fault? You know, everybody talks about, well, we don't have enough money to do this. We don't have enough money to do that.
McLean County Board Member Carlo Robustelli stands at the corner of Front and Center Streets, looking up at a handsome multi-story building that has been vacant for years. It's the Front and Center building. The structure stands just a few blocks from the old State Farm offices and also is near the McLean County History Museum.
When you think about this building location, it's located sort of connecting the core of our downtown with the History Museum on one side and on the other side, the Coliseum. And so there's just tremendous redevelopment opportunity here that would be synergistic between the museum on one corner and the Coliseum on the other.
One problem, though, is that the Front and Center building, like the State Farm office and other vacant buildings are privately owned, and the city has to work with those owners on what happens next to those buildings.
That is something as a community we're going to have a serious discussion about. What are the kinds of opportunities that exist, whether it's a partnership with a nonprofit or it's a partnership with a for-profit?
The city's most recent downtown plan recommends a multi-pronged approach. It calls for upgrading public spaces, adding green space by planting more trees, flowers, and native shrubs, including more public art, improving street parking, and making the streets generally more attractive to pedestrians by adding decorative crosswalks and more attractive night lighting. I'm Judy Valente.
While some of the plans for downtown, such as fresh landscaping, may take place soon, Downtown Bloomington Task Force members say the public probably won't see most of the other improvements the city is considering for another 3 to 5 years. GLT correspondent Colleen Reynolds also reported for this story, and News Director Charlie Schlinger helped produce the story. You're listening to Sound Ideas.